This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, it's day three of the aftermath of the FISA memo. They called it the National Schiff Day for Democrats. And it's in reference to Adam Schiff, who practically had to, it was like passing a kidney stone for this guy to want the memo to come out. And he made a big deal about the FISA memo. It shouldn't come out. It's not supposed to come out. It's got too many secrets. It's terrible. Pelosi said the same thing. It was Armageddon. That's her favorite word. It will be Armageddon if they release this. The FBI will no longer be able to operate. Oh, it was released. That's no big deal. What's the big deal? I don't even understand the big deal. Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. The biggest political scandal in the history of this nation erupts, and these people go, it's no big deal. And it's not over, folks. Don't think the Republicans are that stupid, at least not Donald Trump. This is drip one. You're about to see stuff happen. You're about to get revelations about all the inner workings of the crooked deep state that everybody's been talking about, that now even leftists are starting to realize exists, and the Democrats are trying to downplay it suddenly. There's no big deal. I don't understand. Yeah, I don't understand why they made such a big deal about it then. But actually, I do. And now we get the ominous warnings. They warn if Donald Trump fires Mueller, all hell will break loose. He'll be hell to pay. Now they're saying, if he fires Rosenstein, he'll be hell to pay. It's a constitutional crisis worse than Watergate, they say. You got to love these folks. We were in a constitutional crisis because the FBI, along with Hillary Clinton, with permission of the Obama administration, obstructed, interfered with a free election. It was supposed to be free and fair. It was not only not free, it was unfair. And that's what the Democrats do. That's what leftists do. They try to make the playing field unlevel in their favor. That's what they do every time. Each and every day, you can bet it doesn't matter whether your child is trying to get into a college. There is a leftist unleveling the playing field. It doesn't matter if you're trying to get a job. There's a leftist unleveling the playing field. Doesn't matter what you're doing. You may be trying to get a promotion. There is a leftist unleveling the playing field. There's somebody whose ideology has no moral core. They have zero ethics. Their ethics and morals are a moving target. I call it relative morality. And they don't care about you. They don't care about your kids. They don't care about anything that is of the interest of the best interest of the public. They care about themselves. They are the most self-indulgent and whiny little pukes on the planet. Oh, but they tell you they're tolerant and they care about poor people and black people and old people and children. They care about all that. They care about none of it. It's a ruse to cover what they really want, which is something selfish. These people are the reason that we have to have law enforcement. And when they get control of law enforcement, they do exactly what they accuse everybody else of. They become Marxists, autocrats, dictators, totalitarians, and they will use that against you. You know where you have the biggest issues, like there'll be corruption. Some guy wants to get his house, you know, he's got his house, been living in a neighborhood 20 years, and some city councilman wants to zone it for something because he's got an investment of something going in across the street and yada, yada. And that corruption exists all day long, twice on Sundays in every city in this nation. I can tell you of an actual story where something like that happened to a friend of mine. And the leftists will tell you they were doing it to protect somebody, to protect the neighborhood, urban renewal, whatever else. No, it isn't. If you ever look at something that doesn't, you know, that looks a little squirrely to you, as they say in Chicago, kind of hinky, you can bet that if you follow the money, what happens if this occurs, you will easily find your culprit. And here's the best part of it. It will be a leftist. I guarantee you it will be a leftist. Somebody who has no concern for the neighborhood, no concern for the community, no concern for the individuals, no concern for anybody except their self-indulgent selves. Day three of the aftermath. It's only beginning. You're going to get all kinds of we want to release our side of the story. Release your side of the story. Guess what? If the Republicans are smart, and I believe them to be, not because the Republicans are historically smart, but because Donald Trump is a strategist. He understands the art of the deal. If the Republicans are smart, they've got other things besides the four-page memo. They've got more than that that they can say, oh, did we say we released all of it? Guess what? Here's another one. It's kind of like when Breitbart did Acorn. You think I only had the one location of Acorn they wanted to allow, El Salvadoran underage prostitutes into neighborhoods by way of HUD housing at taxpayer expense? Oh, you thought we just had one undercover video. No, here's another one. Well, there's only two. Oh, you thought we just had two. Well, here's four additional ones. Oh, well, maybe it's a little more of a problem than we thought. See, that's what happens with Democrats. They try to make it. It's a one-off. No. That rogue, it was just those two rogue agents, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Yeah, it was just those two. Oh, geez, what about McCabe? And they were doing that in his, oh, geez, well, yeah, I guess McCabe. Oh, and then there's that Sally Yates lady. Then there was that Sally Yates. Oh, and what about James Comey? Oh, yeah, and Eric Holder, and Loretta Lynch, and Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama. Yeah, Obama's in this. I keep telling you, why hasn't Obama, neither of these people have tweeted, Obama nor Hillary Clinton has said a word about the Democrat or the Republicans going after the FBI, trying to demean make the FBI seem irrelevant. That's what Schiff and many of the Democrats say. They're trying to undermine the FBI. No, the FBI has undermined itself. They're merely pointing it out. They're undermining the FBI. The FBI is. The truth can have that effect on you. It undermines your lie. It undermines the narrative that you've been trying to set. And there's a bigger question. Since when has the left ever cared about law enforcement? I mean, they got targets on the backs of cops, happily. That's law enforcement at the base level. The FBI is a bunch of good people. What about the police? Are they good people too? Speaking of which, we got a movie coming out, bleedingbluemovie.com. Check out the trailer, check out the website. Send a couple of duckies our way. We got to get it produced. I'm Kevin Jackson. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. There was a thing I got. It was sent to me. It was called Enigmas. I can say that. I'm officially black. As you know, I'm 79% Negro, 21% white. I knew there was some in there. Oh, my goodness. You ever do Ancestry.com? As a white person, you probably won't trace yourself back to the point where they say your relative was so-and-so owned by... You know, that is like a eye-opening revelation. So-and-so, you know, like, you know, this Burton or whatever my family line, owned by the Clasbys or owned by the blankety-blank plantation owner or whatever. That is wild to see. It's the idea that people actually did own one another. You know, they thought that was okay. Democrats thought that was okay. They still do. By the way, Democrats love owning people. If they can't own you, you know, by buying you outright and saying it's okay and rationalizing it, they'll just steal you and put you in a basement. Come down, you know, periodically and do whatever they want to you and bring their friends. It's crazy. But that's leftism. No moral core. Anyway, there's this thing, Enigmas, that got sent to me, and I thought it was great because it showcases exactly how many of us feel with this so-called utopian society where you can't go anywhere you want and feel free and good. And it showcases the upside-down world, inside-out world of leftism. And here's the first one. Isn't it weird that in America our flag and our culture offend so many people, but our benefits don't? And it's not just the benefits of come get on our Social Security system, come get on our Medicare system, come take advantage of our schools and other things. They take advantage of the American spirit. This, the biggest thing, look, it isn't about getting free education or getting a couple of trinkets here and there, getting your meals paid. I mean, people do that for you all over the world. They're willing to do that. But it's getting to be American. That's a big deal. And people just, they squander it. The people leave their countries to come over here to create their country that they just left. That's ridiculous. How about this one? How can the federal government ask U.S. citizens to pay back student loans while illegal aliens receive a free vacation? A free education vacation. Very good question. The left brag on getting free education for illegals. They brag about it. They openly tell you, these kids need a chance, they need. And you go out, you work your butt off, you tell your kids, you gotta study hard. You gotta get your education, high school, gotta take all those tests. And then maybe you get a scholarship. But if you don't, guess what? Mom and dad will be stocking it away. See, you play by the rules. You do it by the book. Bank had to make that microphone adjustment. It was like, but anyway, you do it by the book. And I've told you this many times. Do it by the book. The left hates you. They can't stand you. How dare you do it by the book? There's someone here that can take advantage of you. So you're socking away all this money, which, by the way, I saw a statistic that said, it was a joke about Bitcoin. It says, how could something raise 17,250%? You know, why would you invest in something that's, you know, vapor, that's had a 17,250% increase since its inception or whatever? And then the joke is, that's how much education has gone up in the same amount of time. It's ridiculous how much we pay for college. You would think college would be getting less expensive. You know, look at what Elizabeth Warren made it to teach one class. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. Professors, tenured professors making, I'm not talking about $100,000. I'm talking about $300,000-$400,000 a year. Why? Because they're supposedly so great at what they do. If they were so great at what they do, they don't need the money. If you got patents and all those things that, I mean, you know, let me tell you, you don't need to work in academia. If you worked in academia and you were, you know, like Tesla, and you had all the patents, you don't need to work in it. You would do it to say, look, I got plenty of money. I want to give back. It should be a labor of love. These guys act like they're starving to death. Even the regular teachers, they're not starving to death. They picked a career that's a pretty good career. I could go on. I don't want to cover all these. We won't get through all these this segment because there's a bunch of them. But, yeah, I just can't imagine being, my kids were scholarship kids, so I don't have to worry about it, but I can't imagine, you know, saving up money, getting all this stuff ready for education, only to find out that somebody else got it for free while you did it the hard way. Many of you know what I'm talking about. I got friends, yeah, well, you know, we socked away about $50,000 for the kids' education. I'm going, wow. You know, imagine what somebody could do with that. There's some that have socked away lots more. But imagine what you could do with that if you could just hand that over to your kids at the end of, you know, their college that they got online, and they go start a business, $100,000, $250,000 to start a business, something that they really enjoy doing. And they know, because when you think about education, I've talked about this, 80% of the people who get their degrees don't use their degrees. How sick is that? I told some kids that the other day. They were like, really? I go, yeah. I said, how many? There were three of them there. I said, look, you know, statistically speaking, two of you are not even going to use your degrees. It's two of you. You're going to go. You're going to pay a ton of money. I don't know what, you know, what your situation is, but you're going to pay a ton of money. and you're not even going to use your degrees. And they were looking at each other like, I said, do you even know what you want to do? And it was funny to look at them just kind of go, oh, well, huh? And I go, yeah, you don't, do you? I go, you want to know why? Because your high school hasn't prepared you. Your folks don't even know how to do it because they went through the same system. And I said, and then I said, dude, what are their degrees in? Interestingly, none of their folks were using their degrees. None. Three sets of parents, six people, not one using their degree. And I said, but they encourage you to go to college, right? They want to pay for that. They're ready to do anything to get you there. And they don't even know what they wanted to do in life. They've changed careers. You're going to probably change careers. And you're going to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars. That should tell you everything you need to know about the rules of education. Meanwhile, some illegal is going to go get an education that he or she is not going to use ultimately. Unless it's social justice warrior. I'm going to become an attorney, an immigration attorney. I'm going to become an advocate. I'm going to become a community, blah, blah, blah. That's what they're going to use their degrees for because it's not going to be anything proactive, productive for the United States. If you told me this little Mexican dude is a genius, he knows physics, calculus, science, whatever, maths, all these different maths, we're going to educate him, and then he's going to, you know, work for the Sandia National Labs or something, I'd go, okay, I get it. But we're just educating people because we're, let me tell you what it is, they're filling the system. They're filling it up, taking your tax money, filling up the system and making you think, oh, well, we feel good, we got them an education. You got them an education that's junk, they're not even going to use it. And all, you know who benefits? The educators.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Polling. How many times do we need to talk about the polls? Yep. Listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You can find us 24/7. Latest poll, Donald Trump doing well. Donald Trump's been doing well in polling for quite some time. You guys want to know when? Since November of 2016, he's been doing well in the polls. Now, it hasn't reflected that. And what the left will tell you, but trust me when I tell you, Donald Trump's been polling well. And I the polls are a tool. And look, we've talked about this, but I promise you, I'm not just going to bore you with the details of this, because there's a lot you know. Kevin, I don't trust the polls. I get it. But then you see a poll and you look at it and you're like, ooh, there's a poll. New poll's out. It's a curiosity, right? We know it's weighted against Donald Trump. There's a new poll that's going to do such and such. Yeah, whatever. But then we get a new poll that shows progress. Rasmussen came out with one. And I said, this is this latest poll showcases the BS of polling, the fake news narrative what am I trying to say here? It's just fake news. The press looks at this new poll, Rasmussen poll, for President Trump. Favorable to President Trump. They say, this is a reason to celebrate. Well, they don't tell us that. They just go, hey, Trump's polling better. Now, let me tell you what's happening. The press is finally going, we can't downplay this the way we might normally do it. Yeah. But they're not fooling this black man. See, this poll is really meant to demoralize you in a strange sort of way. I know you're going, Kevin, what are you talking about?
President Donald Trump's approval rating jumped to a 7-month high on Friday, following a State of the Union address that was widely received as a success.
I gave you guys a number. Numbers from the State of the Union. 97% Republican support. 43% Democrat support. Ooh, scary number for the Democrats. 72% Independent support. Again, all three of those are scary numbers for the Democrats. Because the Democrats have been trying to scare you, conservatives, Republicans, away from Donald Trump. And they got 3% of you to go for it. But 97% of you went, we ain't buying it. Get your nonsense out of my face, man. So you didn't buy it. So what that means is Donald Trump has shored up the Republican base. Now, I'll ask you, what do you think is going on inside of the rhino, portion of the Republicans, the Mitch McConnells and the Paul Ryans and those guys, who are now supporting Donald Trump practically like he's, you know, the Pied Piper. They're following this dude like, what next, Mr. Trump? What next, President Trump? Because they've been forced to.
Do you think in the latest revelations with what happened with FISA and all the things that where they attacked Donald Trump, do you think for one second the Republicans are going, no, we better be wishy-washy on Donald Trump? They got it. And by the way, some of them were complicit. The John McCain's and the Lindsey Graham's and a few others. Even the Paul Ryan's, the leadership, the Mitch McConnell's, they didn't want Trump. But now suddenly, Trump's not that bad. So I want you to think about that. That's shoring up the Republican base. Then the shocking number of people, by the way, 100% of Democrats hate Donald Trump. They hate him. Millions.
Hillary won the popular vote.
Okay, good. 43% of them heard him speak at the State of the Union and went, you know what, that was a good State of the Union speech. Now, I'm just telling you, you got these vipers, these anti-Trump Democrats that hate this man. They've been taught to hate him, trained to hate him. They love to hate him. And now 43% of them no longer hate him. And then, of course, the independents, 72%. Who cares? It's a big number, blah, blah, blah. But you get what I'm saying. And then they tell you,
the Rasmussen Daily tracking poll shows 49% of likely U.S. voters believe Trump is doing a good job in the White House.
The same number disagree. 49% for, 49% against. So in other words,
if Trump were to run for re-election again, he might not win.
And then you get this. The last time the poll put Trump's number so high was mid-June of last year. Mid-June of last year, they had Trump polling at this rate. I think this was when they were still trying to, that when they really believed that they could get him, that he was, you know, they were, oh no, Donald Trump's the man. He's definitely the one that we want to run against Hillary. And they were embroiled in controversy with Hillary, Bernie, blah, blah, blah. So they thought they wanted Donald Trump. Yeah, the 49% number puts him above his performance level in the 2016 election when 46.1% of voters chose him over Hillary and a handful of minor candidates. So he didn't even have a plurality. But now he's, what, 2.9, almost 3% higher than he was when he got elected. So, but you see how they kind of water it down. You know, there's many, the same number disagree. This is where he was last June, but he dropped when he won. I'm just telling you guys, they don't fool me. This is meant to demoralize you. Now, they go on to say this. They said, the poll numbers could rise. It's possible that Monday's overall approval will climb even higher than the 49% because it's a rolling three-day poll. They say, you know, and then they give you all the averages of when it's published and all this other stuff. But let me tell you something. You would have to be a fool to believe that Donald Trump doesn't have a plurality at this point. You'd have to be crazy. He's got well over 50%. Well over. I would venture to tell you that Donald Trump, and again, I'm going back to State of the Union numbers, 97% of Republicans, 43% of Democrats, 72% of independents. Now, as a mathematician, if you tell me with that type of a plurality, the only one he doesn't have an advantage is with the Democrats. But with the Republicans, he's almost 100%, and in independents, he's almost three quarters. And then he's got almost half the Democrats. And they want you to believe he's polling at 49. That's a mathematical impossibility. The only way that's possible is if the Democrat numbers were so skewed. In other words, to use real numbers, if you got 500,000 Republicans, 500,000 independents, and 1 million Democrats. No, 2 million Democrats. Then only 43% of those Democrats, less than 1 million, would be for Trump, and a bunch of them wouldn't be, and then the other numbers might work out in your favor. So you'd have to have double the number of Democrats as you have Republicans and independents for the numbers to come anywhere close to 49%, which goes back to what polling usually does. Polling usually is. It's weighted to Democrats. Now, people, Kevin Rasmussen is... Rasmussen, no offense to Rasmussen or Zogby or all of them. They're all a bunch of junk. They're a bunch of guys making a crap load of money, you know, to because you can influence a poll just by the way you frame a question. These are guys, man, look, it's a racket. I mean, it's a total racket. I would love to be involved in it. It's a total racket. Anyway,
Another overlooked poll by the media came from Matt Rasmussen, and in that poll, voters were asked whether Trump would keep his promises he made in his address. And a majority said he was more likely to do so than other presidents. Now, see, that's a telling thing, a telling statement. People believe that Donald Trump's going to do what he says. And that, the believability of Donald Trump, I'm just going to ask you, has it gone up or has it gone down? There are many people, they called that, they said Trump was a liar. When Trump made the tweet that where he said, the White House has been spying on me at Trump Tower, and people, hey, look at him, he's crazy over there, he's a liar. Here's what Time magazine posted about this so-called Russian collusion. Here's what they said. When President Trump sat down with the New York Times for an interview recently, he said something untrue about every 75 seconds. That's not just usual political boasting and grandstanding. Those were actual, verifiable claims which professional fact-checkers investigated and found to be untrue. For example, Trump said in an interview that virtually every Democrat has said that the Trump campaign did not collude with Russians during 2016, while there was, quote, tremendous collusion between Democrats and Russians. And they show his tweet. All right. Then they said, that's not just false, but breathtakingly false, as one fact checker put it. Democrats have not exonerated Trump, though some have been circumspect about what we know and what we don't know about Russian meddling. And there's little evidence that Democrats were colluding with Russia. That's what they said. In fact, the CIA, FBI, NSA found in January of 2017 that Russia aimed to discredit Hillary Clinton and help Trump's chances in the election. So the claim doesn't make much sense. That's what Time said. Now, I'll ask you, you still think Time believes that Trump was lying when he said this, or that it's a conspiracy theory? Because let me tell you, most of Americans at this point know exactly what we're dealing with. If you were to analyze what Time called the lie every 75 seconds by Trump, you're going to find out who the real liar is. To the president's credit, he's managed to make the fake news moniker stick. And that's exactly what we're dealing with. This Trump is polling well above 49%. There's no way you can convince me otherwise.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, the Democrats want you to believe they're smooth sailing, that they are calm in the face of all of this defeat that they've encountered, that they're calm in the face of all these new revelations about them and what's been going on behind the scenes. Welcome, Kevin Jackson here at KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to talk to a brother. Democrats, folks, have been embattled for the better part of 2 years. It's funny, normally Democrats are offensive, the double entendre is intended, because they are offensive in a couple of ways, you know what I'm saying? But over the past 2 years, Democrats have had to fight defensively. Normally they're pushing an agenda, right? And they tried on the Russian thing, but it's been defense. They tried to mix in a little jab every now and then, but for the most part they're backing up. They've been having to fight defensively. The real problem of Democrats, though, began back in 2008. And this is when Obama hit the scene hard. He hit the scene in 2004 and they started grooming him. But in 2008 was when their real problems began. And during that time, the Democrats waged the most offensive battles you can imagine under the cover of darkness. That's intended. You know, they had Barack Obama protecting them. It was all about color and race and all these other things. But that was when their real problems began. And what's funny about it is they don't know that. Because what looked like a cure for all that ailed them actually damaged them, and it nearly killed them. You guys have heard me talk about all the triage that happened during the Obama administration that they had to overlook. They were forced to overlook it. Blind faith in a feckless leader led Democrats to their worst 8-year period in political history. However, their public persona disallowed any complaints. The Democrats were, we're the party of, we love black people. We're the party of, we love to give people chances to fail. And so they were forced by the nature of their being to say, we love Obama. They don't like Obama. Man, truth be told, if they were behind the scenes, you said, be honest, or I'll have to just whoop your head. They don't like Obama. They hated his 8 years. Did they want the policies? Yes, they did. But the way he went about it and what the outcome was is devastating to them. If they told you the truth, that's what they would say. And there are Democrats listening to this program right now that go, yeah, I mean, I'll never say it outside of, you know, the confines of my car or in the shower or while, you know, tuning up the car, whatever they may be doing while they listen to my show. And there are plenty of them that do. But the facts are what I just said. Post-Obama, leftists moved their eggs, however, back to the Clinton basket. Hillary Clinton, that is. And that was a huge mistake. And the Democrats knew it. They still lived on the idea of that Bill Clinton era, where Bill was popular, and I mean, we're talking about decades ago, but Bill Clinton, they still had a little bit of muscle memory left. But Bill Clinton, I mean, the Seinfeld Lewinsky thing, I mean, you know, we still got that because they just want to skip over Obama. There's nothing you can look at with Obama and go, oh, we're good to go. So they said, we do have that Clinton name. Let's go back. Not to mention, they owed her, right? Clinton, Hillary was going to be the next United States president. Because it's her time, as her slogan demanded. And this fear of a Hillary Clinton presidency is the only reason why leftists jumped on board. Again, leftists, come on. 844-551-8255 if you want to dispute me. You jumped on board with Hillary Clinton because you had to. You didn't like her. You like her less than Obama. She's a Hillary Clinton. You wouldn't be your friend. You would not call Hillary Clinton to bail you out of jail or to come get you out of trouble. Please. The 3 a.m. phone call goes to voicemail. I promise you. So they know they didn't like her, but they feared her. They feared a Hillary Clinton presidency because they know that harlot, if she had gotten into the presidency and you didn't back her, she would have just cut you off at the knees. I'm talking Tonya Harding stuff here, baby. So over the last 2 years of hesitant support of Hillary Clinton, the left glimpsed the level of corruption that was bubbling under the surface. A Leviathan hid under the swamp waters, and the left ignored it. Email scandals were dismissed as much ado about nothing. What's the big deal? Y'all don't want her because she's a woman. Pay-to-play was called a partisan witch hunt, where we talked about the collusion between the State Department and Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. Anyway, it's another witch hunt. The leftists turned a blind eye, folks, to the corruption between the DNC and Hillary Clinton and the collusion of those two to get Bernie Sanders completely just kicked out. For all intents and purposes, he was really the candidate. So they got to see this, and you know what they did? They just ignored it.
Who cares? Y'all just don't like her. You don't want her to win because you don't want to see the first woman president. No. I don't have any problem with a female president. If she's got the chutzpah, can't say the male genitalia, but if she's got the chutzpah, I would love to see a female president. I have no issue with it whatsoever. Now, I have talked to a few people that go, Kevin, I just don't like women in charge. And I get that too. I understand it. I've seen how women operate when they're in charge of things, and so have other women. That's why, you know who said it to me? A woman said to me, I don't want a woman president. And I bet you there are many others out there, too, that feel the same way. But here's the thing. There was nothing the left were willing to call Clinton out on, mostly out of fear of the inevitable, and that is a vengeful Hillary Clinton. And thankfully, it never happened. But the Democrats have another problem now. They have the cover-up. And as they said with Watergate, the cover-up can be bigger than the crime. And there is no more true statement when it comes to the cover-ups under Barack insane Obama. In no certain order, Benghazi, they called it a video by a California guy. On 9/11, we get our embassy, our consulate gets attacked, and they say it was a video out of California. As if we were too stupid to realize, what do you mean? You mean you didn't amp up security on 9/11 in Libya? That's ridiculous. But they wanted us to believe this BS lie. And the media, of course, was complicit. Oh, it was a video that did it. Video. Everybody's talking about the video. And then they blame one guy. We get one guy that did all that damage that required the death of four people, two special forces guys. Unbelievable. But they want you to believe that lie. What else did they do? It wasn't just Benghazi. The VA scandal. The IRS scandal. Fast and Furious. You want to tell me that these are not cover-ups? Go back and look at what Eric Holder said about Fast and Furious, how that was covered up, and you'll get what I'm talking about. What about the Iranian money dump? Where Barack Obama, we didn't pay for hostages, and we didn't do this, but they needed the money back. There are many others, folks. The Democrats have covered up massive malfeasance, yet they admit to no wrongdoing, and Obama brags about his scandal-free administration. And his declaration now seems laughable because Democrats are embroiled in the biggest controversy of their history outside of their support of slavery. And to that point, another civil war rages inside of America, and the Democrats are again the bad guys. The party of corruption, the party who weaponized the FBI against conservatives in general and Donald Trump in particular. But instead of admitting their guilt, instead of these clowns apologizing to regain some semblance of being human, they continue with the cover-up. They make excuses for the FBI. They shift their rhetoric of partisan witch hunt from Hillary Clinton to the FBI. Meanwhile, what started this fiasco for them is their ginned-up and very fake investigation of the so-called collusion between Donald Trump and the Russians. So in keeping with this lie the Democrats put on their stone faces, they go, nope, we're not worried. Poker faces. They pretend to be not worried about what's going to happen. And in meetings all over the country, folks, and many in D.C., Democrats are strategizing on the spin of the release of the FISA memo. They now claim to have their own version of the document. And then they said that the Republicans cherry-picked theirs. Well, I can't wait to see it. Because I watched the Twitter feeds. I look at the temperature of the water, so to speak. And the Democrats are in hot water.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.